Blog Talk Radio.
I've been in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I've been friendly. Of love, how he blessed us to see a day never seen before. He lay down last night hoping and expecting to see this day. But only our Heavenly Father made it a reality when he dispatched an angel of love to let us look upon a day we never seen before. I want to tell him thank you this morning. Yes, I don't believe he's brought us this far to leave us. He brought us over the dangerous highways and byways, even of life, when we go through valleys and we climb up mountains, we can't do what we do unless God give us the strength, you know, the wisdom, the knowledge, oh, and the perseverance to keep on keeping on. So we just thank God for this day. Amen. Thank God for this day. Thank God how he blessed us on yesterday, gave us different aspects of prayer and remind us how we should go to him, how we first let it be reminded of whom we're talking to, the very giver of life. And we should also keep in mind what he has done before, he will do again, regardless of whatever you're going through. Whatever circumstance you're going through, God will make a way. Yes, he'll see you through. Like the song said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. He's brought me. Think about that. He's brought me. And you know, if he's brought you, he's taught you. Even through whatever you're going through, it's a lesson in it. Don't miss the message that he's trying to speak unto you. We love how he used trials and tribulations to work at that patience with us. But when that patience has had its perfect work in us, then the lesson that he was trying to teach us, we have been taught and we have learned. So, yeah, God bless you on this morning. Everybody doing all right? Good morning. Good morning, Brother Darrell. You all right?
I'm all right. I'm feeling good this morning. I'm feeling good.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. May the blessing to wake up and say, I'm feeling good. Sometimes we have to say it in faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to name it and claim it.
That's it.
But I don't believe you brought us this far.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, sometimes our body ache, and even sometimes our spirit ache. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
brought us this far to leave us, you know.
Yeah.
But that we speak, if we just speak it, I realize sometimes we have to, David said, we have to encourage ourselves. Hallelujah. So you have to encourage yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
David, he encouraged himself, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You start to speak that thing. Encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak a word over yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And just like you didn't say, I am. All right. I am feeling weird. You know, it's something about that I am.
Yeah.
Who's are you? I belong to I am.
I am. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why he's the only I am. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord God Jehovah, he's the only I am.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll continue in this loop that God bless us. We've been looking at Luke the 11th chapter. Praise the Lord. Luke the 11th chapter. We spoke about prayer yesterday, and we had a beautiful thought when something in your life makes you anxious. Anxious.
Yeah.
When life make you anxious, you know, God want us to bring our problems to him, consider him, you know,
mm-hmm.
and talk to Jesus about it, you know. And in that, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but when you talk to Jesus, he shows you how he makes it. He prepares a stage where you have to lean, trust, and depend on him. Sometimes he allows things sometimes he even allows sicknesses that the glory of God, you know, might be shown, might be made manifest, and creates a testimony in you as well. You know, it wasn't nobody but God. And when we go to him in prayer, and when we pray unto him, we wouldn't pray unto him unless we knew that he would hear and answer us. You know, we wouldn't ask, you know. I believe you left off at verse 13, Luke 11 and 13. It said, if ye then, being evil,
mm-hmm.
know how to give good gifts unto your children. Question asks, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Wow, you know, if we being, which human beings that was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, Jesus asked those of him whom he was speaking with, if we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more would our Father give the Holy Spirit to us when we ask him, knowing that the Holy Spirit is necessary, it's needful in our lives. No way we can make it without him. No guidance or comfort of what we have without the Holy Spirit. No wisdom from heavenly things without the Holy Spirit, you know. So it's a must to, though you are saved, but you need the Holy Spirit for guidance to keep being pleasing to God. You know, for we realize confession is made, though we are saved, you know, through grace, but we have need of the Holy Spirit. And verse 14, and he was casting out a devil. It was dumb, and it came to pass when the devil was gone out. Dumb spake, and the people wondered. Mm-hmm. Some of them said, he cast out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others tempting him sought of him a sign from heaven, but he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall thou be your judges. You know, how why would, I ask you a question, then, why would Satan tear down his own kingdom?
Right.
You know, they thinking he using the power of Satan, but why would he tear down his own kingdom? Christ, when he was catching out the devils, was really the destroying of the destroying of their power. The heart of every unconverted sinner is the devil's palace. You know, we make room for him in our hearts when we haven't received Christ, or when we reject Christ. Then we make room in our hearts for the devil to dwell. So why would, if the devil's trying to get someone, why would he turn around and turn on his own kingdom when he's striving to get as much as he can? And where he rules, there is a kind of peace in the heart of an unconverted soul. You know, that's what the devil wants. He wants an unconverted soul. You know, a strong man would be a converted man that would fight against, you know, the wiles of the devil when he would try to come in. But he said, if Satan also be divided, verse 18, against himself, I shall his kingdom stand, because he say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. 19, and if I be Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But, verse 20, if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. You know, you know, here is a transformation. If when God speaks to a spirit, it has to leave. You know, when it is commanded, it has to go. And then, right then, your deliverance come into play. It says, no doubt, the kingdom of God is come upon you. Verse 21, when a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. You know, when the strong man would take yourself, when you resist, when you pray against, when you realize the devil is trying to come up on you, or in a situation that you're going through.
Yes.
You know, the strong man, which is the spiritual man, your Christ inner being, stands up against, just like here. Christ stood up and cast out the devils. You know, every kingdom divided against itself is not brought to desolation. You know, why would the devil tear down some that he's trying to build up? Praise the Lord. You know, ask that question within yourself, and see God when he deals with us, he allows questions to be put to us. Not that he may gain knowledge from it, because he's all-knowing. But he may answer the questions that are coming up in us. Answer the questions with a question, and only God is able to do that thing. He asks the question, is there no balm in Gilead?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That's another question. Is there anything too hard for God?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we just heard a song, I don't believe he brought me this to leave me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe, because of what I know of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The strong man, the strong man, the strong man armed keepeth his palace. His goods are in peace. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armory wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. And he that is not with me is against me. You know, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he said, I will return unto my house whence I come out. And when he come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. See that? Here we're speaking of deliverances. when God has delivered you and given you strength, and like this scripture said, when a stronger thing, when a stronger man come, you know, when you stop fighting things with your own ability, but when you use God's ability and that Holy Spirit that he gave unto you and speak against that thing, that then is able, deliverance is able to take place, and is able to scatter and divide, you know. Scatter and divide because of that stronger man. You know, God is able to help you gain the deliverances, and then he removed out that spirit that was hindering you. But then it's our responsibility to replace that he's given unto us. When he moves out the evil spirit, then we restore that dry thing.
Uh-huh.
Restored with some godly meditation, restored with some reading, you know, clean that house up, you know. God starts the thing, and then he leaves work for you to do to prove that you want what you've been praying for.
Yeah.
You have to prove to God that you want what you've been praying. Lord, make me better. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to be better.
Yeah.
Lord, make me more faithful. Okay, God gives you a chance to be more faithful. God, make me more spiritual. And God gives you that opportunity to be more spiritual. It is a choice, just like salvation, Christianity. It is a choice, you know. We say it is a choice. Well, I confess with my mouth. I made the confession. Now I'm going to believe within my heart. Now I'm going to try to walk right. Now I'm going to try to talk right to prove to him that I want what I said I wanted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To want what I said I wanted. Okay, now when he blessed me on this level, now I'm designed to be closer to him, to walk with him even closer. Then he's going to allow me that opportunity, but he's still leaving me something to do. I have to sweep that house. So when that evil spirit returns with seven other wicked, more wicked than himself, they cannot be comfortable.
Yeah. That's it.
Because the house has been cleaned up and the stronger men have moved in, so he cannot be overtaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then they have to go. They can't, you know, they can't be, you know, you heard the saying that we say, misery loves company. But if you don't give him no company, he got to move on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, evil loves company. But if you show him more goodness than evil, evil has to move on. Resist the devil and he will flee. Hallelujah. Resist the devil, resist him, and he will flee. And this is how we overcome. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept. See, when you swept, when you have cleaned up, the devil have to come at you even stronger. That's why when you hear the testimony of Christians, you know, it's tough because God is moving them, you know, to a more heated battle. Keep leaning, hoping, and trusting on Him. See, He can't come to you when you have become stronger with the same thing He used to come to you when you were just barely on the milk. But when you have moved from the milk to where you can digest food, He has to come with you with more tougher things. I remember, you see mothers, they would chew up food and, you know, that was too tough for the children to eat, you know. And when they was coming off of milk, they started gradually getting them into food. Then they would chew up the tough stuff and then give it to them. That was training them to get ready. Okay, you're moving on now. You're growing now.
Yeah.
So let me show you how to eat this. It's a little tough for you, but let me tenderize it for you that you'll be able to. So as you grow and you get stronger, I won't have to tenderize it for you any longer. You'll be able to chew it yourself and digest it yourself. In that, you're cleaning up. In that, you're preparing yourself for the more tougher things, the more other wicked ones that will come along. You're preparing yourself. Thank you, Jesus. And they entered it in and dwell there. Verse 26. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they entered in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. You know, when he cometh and findeth it swept, you know, He's bringing some help because you ain't got some help. Hallelujah. He's gonna still give you some strength if you keep on, if you hold on. Verse 27, and it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lift up her voice and said unto him, blessed is thy womb that bare thee, and the pap which thou hast stuck. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Yes.
Yea, rather, hallelujah, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You know, we got to be careful when we try to give blessings in the wrong, put them where they shouldn't be, or put the glory where it shouldn't be. Be more concentrating on giving God the glory. verse 27 was trying to put it one way. But here God, in verse 28, put it another way. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God. There's a blessing in hearing the word of God. And then even a more blessing when you keep that you hear. Then it can be made manifest within you. But if you just hear it and don't do it, then it's no good unto you, you know. But cultivate that seed that which had been planted down in you. That's why you have to do that, because after that seed has been planted and that evil spirit has been delivered, it's going to go out. You know, like Satan does, you resist him, you bind it, then he go out. And then after a while, he going to return to where he was most comfortable. So if you haven't done anything so he wouldn't feel so comfortable, it's easy for him to come back in. But if you have prepared yourself, it's harder for him to come back in. So he had to bring some help with him. But as he didn't help you get up as well and build up, and then you can speak. Then you can speak like God. But he said, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Greater than Solomon, the man of Nineveh, shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Hallelujah. No man, when he had lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Thank you, Jesus. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when the eye is single, the whole body also is full of light. But when the eye is evil, that body also is full of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Thank you, Lord. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. You know, I thank God for how he would use messages, or he would use people to convey his word, but it's nothing like he himself doing it. You know when it's the ability of the minister, but then you know when the Holy Spirit starts to speak. You know, someone greater. You know, they repented at Jonas, but someone greater. Even greater than Solomon is here. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then he gives unto us the Holy Spirit. So when we go forth and try to live the best we can, we let our light shine. But for most times when we walk in the Holy Spirit, it shines even brighter. You know, it shines even brighter, you know. So when we take this light, we don't hide it, because one thing about a light, if you try to smother it, it's either going to catch that thing that you're trying to smother with on fire, or it either goes out. Because when I dwell in an unclean temple, but he will if you try to give the oxygen to that fire. You know that oxygen is light. We can't live without it. But that little fire that he's given unto us, if we add to it, he'll allow it to add to us. You know, if we feed that inner man, that spiritual man, he allows it to grow and be bright, be brilliant. And though our eye, it's the light, you know, of our body. You know, you can see someone, you know, if someone ever been sick, you can see it around their eyes, you know. If they trouble, mm-hmm. if they're weary, you can look at their eye to see it all. You know, it's the window to the soul. The wind, you know, you want to see if someone loves you, look in the eye.
Yeah.
You know, look in the I'm gonna give something away here. You know, if your significant other,
mm-hmm.
look into her eyes, and if you hallelujah, you'll see the fire that burns within a heart. You know, and if you can get into that woman's heart, then the woman's heart is like a vault. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Once you in there, you closed up. but if you keep misusing that God has given to you, he will allow that vault to come open. and the precious thing that was in there that she had for you moved out, and then it's easy for her to be cold to you. But if you can keep that, you know, if you can stay within the vault of that heart, that fire will burn bright, even so as how Christ does us. You know, we have us in his mouth. He'd rather us to be hot or cold, but when we're lukewarm, he spits us out. But that fire that he gives, if we do something about it, if we do our human responsibility to gain this heavenly thing, to keep this heavenly thing that he's given us, feed it, nourishment, allow it to grow within you, let your light so shine before men that they may see. Hallelujah. That you can allow God to be so beautiful in you that he can show a dying world that he yet lives. Scripture tells us we know that we have passed from death to life when we love the brethren. So when we show that love and compassion, the same thing that God has showed us, then that candle, that light on that candle that we have, it burns bright. You know, we're putting it up on that candlestick, and when we put it up in its rightful place, it can give light to the whole room, even if the whole room is dark. But you just let a little light come in there, it'll start illuminating no matter how big the room is. And the greater we make that light be, after a while, the whole room has been illuminated by the light. So praise the Lord. This is what I have. I thought about a song that says, "Walk in the light, the beauty come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world." When we let him burn within our hearts, you know, when we let him burn in our hearts, it drives out the darkness, the evil that the eye would consume. But to let that fire start burning within your heart, it allows you to bring that eye unto the submission. Helps you bring the whole body into submission when you start doing things to help that fire that is within you. You know. Start reading, you know, start searching out for righteousness. Start doing the things that are pleasing in his sight. Turn away that thing so that evil thing cannot come back up on you, you know. Get some wisdom, you know, get some understanding of God. If you don't know, ask. And I know God will lead you in the right way. You know, we ask for many things. I guarantee you, if you just start to thank him for what he's already done, you know, thank him for what he's already done. You know, seek first the kingdom. Talking about this kingdom earlier, but seek first the kingdom, you know, the kingdom of God. You know, if you don't divide that kingdom, and a lot of kingdom is even within ourselves, you know, if we start with ourselves, you know, then we can help one another, each other. But we first must make sure ourselves are pure. First, we must fill ourselves with compassion and righteousness, and whatever we have, it would overflow unto our surroundings, you know, overflow. The things that we do because of the love of God, it overflows, you know. If God loves you and you know that God loves you, you try loving someone else and watch how, with that agape love that God gives, watch how he blesses you. Praise the Lord. Watch how he keeps you. Watch how he teaches you, you know. And he'll help you with that Holy Spirit. It guides you. It helps you walk right. It helps you talk right. It is the Holy Spirit. We call it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. And how you nourish me, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You know what did God think about the whole matter of the thing? You know, this that I'm doing, is this pleasing in God's sight? You know, and
yes.
Then we invite him into every situation and watch him. And Proverbs tell us in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Thank you, Jesus. So,
yes,
yes, I believe we do this. We do well. You know, Christ promised that there should be one sign more given, even the sign of Jonas, the prophet. So in Matthew, it explains the meaning of the resurrection of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He warns them, prove this sign. You know, improve, build upon what God has given you. You know, people look, you know, God tell them something, and man, they, well, let me see, let me double check, let me do all this, let me, oh, but you could be somewhere lost, and you'll pull up to a city, you're not sure where you are, and you'll ask the one standing on the corner, hey, man, you know where such and such is? And you don't know if they lying to you or what. They'll say, yeah, go down there and turn such and such. You go, yeah, I know just where it is. They could be making up something, but we take it as full base break. Okay, I thank you. Thank you so much. Well, why don't we treat God that way?
That's right. Wow.
Well, let me check. Oh, let me see. Let me. But the scripture told us what I believe. Let me go up. I think it's back up. Let me back up here. Let me see. The scripture told us in verse, I think it was verse. We'll start with verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
Mm-hmm.
If ye then being evil, which we are born in sin, shapen in iniquity, do we know how to give good gifts unto your children? Jesus speaking here, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You know, the Holy Spirit that God give unto you, you know when God speaks. You know, children will hear his voice, but a stranger they will not hear. You know when God speaks, and all that you have to do is listen to that spirit. Satan, sometimes he might try to imitate it. He might try to imitate it. And when he does, you just like, you don't feel right. You know, like, there's no good feeling there. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the sum of what I have. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Blessed. I believe this. I'll stop at 36. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. I leave you with this. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark. The whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give the light. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. If Brother Darrell, you feeling all right? You like to add to?
Oh yeah, I had to take a call. I was listening to you. It's just thinking how caught up people are about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my coworker. And just how they're chasing money.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, first I just want to thank God for a beautiful day on yesterday.
Praise the Lord.
For the home going. My brothers and sisters, it lasted 4 hours.
Mm.
4 hours. It was a bit long. I was telling my wife, it was good. But you could tell it was all about self at some points, you know, and that's what made it as long as it was. But other than that, it was good, because I was sharing with my wife this morning about at the same time we were sending her home, how many other people all over the world was sending someone to their final resting place, you know? And it started at one, but how many people went home to their resting place before 1 o'clock? People went home to their resting place even after it was over with.
Mm-hmm.
So God working continuously. He's always calling somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Wherever that final resting place may be, I say, and the beauty we had was knowing where her final resting place is and being able to honor her because she lived a life that was pleasing to the Most High. I say, but everybody's homegoing wasn't like that. She was able to actually have a celebration. And I say that because Brother Dexter was able to have a celebration. Everybody didn't leave like she left, meaning some people left here because they were murdered. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people left because it was tragic to their lives. But yet and still, they were all called home to wherever that final resting place is. But it's just a beautiful thing when you go to rest in God. It's a beautiful thing. And I enjoyed it. And so I'm just laying here resting, you know. I'm resting in him because it was long. It took a lot out of me. And I want to thank God. I want to thank God for his word and the message that was sent this morning was so on point, because I had just been talking to my wife about try the spirits by the spirit to see if they are of God. And then the word for the day came across about 25 minutes after that. And so I said, babe, listen to this. And I read it, and I said, we just talked about that. And it just it had just confirmed, and we talked about some other things. We talked about some other things, but I want to thank God that I'm striving to be on the right path and to listen to the Holy Spirit, and that I thank you for the confirmation that what was being spoke through me this morning was the truth. And I just thank God for God's plan, and I thank God for the word. I thank God for the speakers, as well as the message. Yeah, and I thank him for, because I had been actually been thinking about the light, you know, because it talks about a single light and how, like you said, you can look at someone and tell what condition they're in by looking in the physical eye. You can tell from spiritual eye in the body what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't see that. It's like you said. How'd you put it the other day? We think we're one way, but people actually see how we truly are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Others can see you better than you see yourself a lot of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if that eye is dwelling in darkness, it's going to come through. No matter how you try to portray something different, you know. But if there's light in there, it's going to come through. And like you said, you're going to see it in your eyes. You're going to see it in your eyes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just confirmation with what you were saying the other day. I thank God for his word and just different stuff. I was talking on different stuff because different stuff comes. And on Friday when it was raining, once I made it to work, and Holy Spirit was talking about rain, and that's what I was talking to her today about how rain and tears work together. So I went in to work, and my boss man and my supervisor was there together. And I said, man, you know, rain and tears, they do the same thing. So my boss, he's not saved.
Mm-hmm.
But my supervisor, I'm going to say it, he's religious. So he said, yeah.
All right.
It washes. And I said, yeah. I said, rain washes away contaminants. So your car will leak. It'll leak oil. It'll leak gas. You know, it'll leak the fluid, brake fluid. I say, so rain, when it rains, it washes that away. I said, so the most dangerous time when it rains is when it first starts, because it washes all of that to the top, and sometimes you can slide. I say, and it's the same way with tears, how a good cry will wash away the contaminants of the heart. I say, so it's good. It's good for a man to have a good cry. So, my supervisor, he walked away, and I said, wow. And I had to pray, because I just wanted to tell it, man, when was the last time you had a good cry, you know? When was the last time you just washed your heart from all the contaminants? And so I'm just talking this morning about things that come up in my spirit, you know, in my process.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes 7:3, it tells us that sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. You know, when you can you cry and you release that, then when you release it, sometimes God have to break us down that he may teach us something.
Yeah.
sorrow. He has to make you sorrowful. See, you know, when you are so merry and when you're so merry and you're so laughing, and then if you're not careful, folly and foolishness moves in. But
yeah.
But then when you're broken down, sad, and you know God can speak to you even better. That's why I said sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, you know, the countenance, the heart is made better. You know, when you have you know when you're sad and you're crying, you're humble, you're at a humble state where God can do a work. You know, He does a work with the humble. Broken and contrite spirit, God will not deny that, you know.
Yeah.
We come to Him, you know. That's why you hear prayers. I come in the humblest way that I know how, that I know how to be. You know, I'm prostrate before You, down at Your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. You know, I can see Your face more better. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank You so much. Yes, sir.
I was talking about this virus, you know, this morning, and I said, "Babe," I said, "the scripture says a man who will save his life will lose it." I said, "But a man that will lose his life,
yes,
will save it." I said, and I'm not saying one way or another. I said, but.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccination that man really needs to be taking is repentance and baptism. I say, but that's not a vaccination that they want to take. I say, they're trying to save their life. They'll take that vaccine, you know, and they tell them it's going to do this and that for them. I say, but their heart hadn't changed. I say to them, they're saving their lives, but they're really losing it. But they, if they took the real vaccination, they would actually be saving their lives. And so it's, yeah. Mm. Okay. I say, and what's happening all over the world, I say there's a regathering. There's how did I put it, when the Most High takes His hand and He sweeps, there's a separation taking place. It's mild right now, but there's an actual separation taking place. And who can stay this separation, because it's all over the world, and instead of man trying to lose his life, that he may be gathered in this separation, he's actually trying to save his life, but they don't see it because it's so mild, but yet it's there, because what's taking place is affecting the whole world, and there's a mild separation taking place. So they're taking a vaccine to save their life, to save the flesh part. I say, but their spirit, their soul is actually on its way to hell.
Yeah.
So I've been all over the place this morning, Reverend Henry. You just been having me thinking about a bunch of things that pertain to life and, you know, the end times and what's really going on.
But if you save your life, Mark tells us, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake,
my
the gospel, the same shall save it. Whereas Matthew would tell us, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Yeah.
That's Matthew 16 and 25, but Matthew 10 and 39 will tell you that he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. All all within the same. But when you that can be looked at a multiple kind of ways. When you're losing your life, you'll find it if you're losing it to be spiritually better, to be transformed from a sinner to a saint.
Yeah.
You know, from being in the corner to be spiritual, to for because you're preparing yourself for the home, our first home, which is heaven.
All right.
We're only just temporarily passing through, but when we really find our life, it's when we find Christ. And you know, some because of their jobs, they have to take the vaccine, and then some because if they're going to be around a lot of people, they prefer them to take the vaccine. So since they're going to be in contact with a lot of people, so their bodies can build up the things that it needs to protect them and well as others if they're going to be in encountering a whole lot of people. So some are kind of like caught between a rock and a hard place where they have to take that, but their hope and their trust is still within God. You know, sometimes we do things to appease man or appease others that have this concern for us, but still God allows medicine and physicians to be in the land that to preserve life, but still our hope is in Him. Before we do anything, we're going to pray. You know, before we go to the doctor, we pray. Before we take medicine, we pray. You know, before we even eat food, spiritual food, and also before we even eat this tangible physical food, we still pray. You know, we say, God bless this food. You know, we thank Him for the food. And then we ask, blessed that it may be nourishment unto the body. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we can't go wrong by praying. Praise the Lord.
Praise sir, I just want to say thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for the word.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
You for the message as well as the message.
Yes, man. Thank you.
Reverend Brian.
Bless you.
God bless you. Brother.
Praise the Lord.
I've been listening, brother.
Yes, praise the Lord. Keep that familiar voice. Show sound for me. Show sound good. How about that? It's like music in the ears, you know.
I don't get in the way. I don't get in the way. I'm just, you know, I get a chance to listen, man. I get a chance to listen like everybody else. I'm just listening.
Yeah. Oh, but it's good to hear the voice. And you know that when you have love, the brother, it's good to hear. You know, just like when we know God loves us, and then when He calls our name, it just, you know, that love within that you have within, it just kind of bubbles. When we love the brother, you know, when we hear that voice, you know, it gives us if you can walk with me for a second, see, because I feel like there's already enough hate in the world. It should be some love somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
For we know we have passed from life to death when we have loved the brethren, when we have love. But how can I love God and I don't love my brothers and my sister? So when this is our testimony, you know, they even have songs on it, they'll know we are Christians by our love. They'll know we're being Christ-like by our love, you know. And our love is not a fair-weather love. So some people love long as the sun is shining and the parade is going on and ain't no rain. And that so is a relationship with God. He allowed a little trouble and they think they can't go through. The Lord just said you were going to do this. He know what he said. But you just gird up yourself, and the way you show him that you love him, you know, you can rejoice in the good and the bad. now I'm going to go somewhere. You know, God bless this artist to sing a song, yeah? Whether times are good and bad or happy or sad. Yeah. Oh, how green that, and it's, oh, when you love him, when you have to trust him, when you don't even see your way, you love him. That faith that is within you, I know God. Come on, Hebrew boys. I know that he's able. But even if he don't do it, I'm nothing about it. You.
Yeah.
Because I know he's able, you know. I want to show him that I love him even when I have to hear no. Or even when I have to. God didn't even have to let him go in the fiery furnace, but he wanted to manifest something. Sometimes he allows us to go into things that he may be manifested and get the glory out of it. And it creates a testimony within yourself. I know this wasn't nobody but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. I just love how he expresses his love to us over and over. So we should even express our love to him and one another over and over. It reminds me of that song, "You Can't Beat God Given," no matter how hard you try. More he gives to you, just as you are living, the Lord is in heaven on high. I think we heard something about that yesterday. Psalms 91, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide by the shadow of the Almighty. You know, dwell in the secret place. Thank you, Lord. God will hide you. He will hide you in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
He will hide you. You know, they wanted to throw rocks at Jesus, and they wanted to stone him. But God hid him, and he just moved right through the people. Because at one time, he still had some work to finish. You know,
yes.
No man took his life, but he laid it down. You know, don't get the story twisted up. You know, because like I said, he's more powerful when he spoke. He had to be silent because he had too much power. You know, whom seek ye, and they fell back. You know, he had too much power. That's why we have to be humble. We have to be humble because God is going to give us a power. We have to be humble. How we handle each other. We have to be humble and merciful, and God's grace, you know, a pastor's heart must be full of grace from God, must be compassionate because he has too much power.
Yeah.
No matter how you may think of that individual, if God has placed him and put him there, be careful because he has too much power. You know, God. Some people don't respect the man, but you better respect the office. You know, he has, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God put this thing in place. And just because you with your popular opinion, you know, don't careful how you use that, you know. Popular opinion, you better make sure it's with the Holy Spirit. If not, you're speaking damnation and curses upon your own house, your own self. God bless you, man. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide Thank you. But boy, that's a blessing within itself. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that by faith chooses God for his protector shall find all in him that he needs or can desire. he that will trust and depend on him. Earlier, I talked about I am when I asked Brother Jerry how he was doing. He said, I'm all right. And only, when we sometimes we have to speak that in faith. Sometimes we have to speak that. Sometimes our flesh is hurting or our body is hurting or our spirit is weak. But when you speak faith, I'm all right. You've already started to encourage yourself and bless yourself. Speaking good things over yourself, because when you move like God moves, that's why faith moves God, because it reminds him of himself when before the foundations of the world, he moved by faith. He just spoke it. Let there be, And creation had to form because of the word of God, because he spoke it, when you make God your when you make God your refuge, when you can say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. That's how you get God's attention, In him, God, is you that I love. And I'm going to show you I love because I'm going to do things that are pleasing in your sight. I'm going to get your attention by doing the things that you like. Oh, and this is good, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a companionship, whether it's love to the brother, whether it's love to your wife, to your mother, to your father, to your sister, your brother, your kids, your grandkids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do things that are pleasing to one another, that this love may abide that God give us all, the first commandment, is that you love the Lord God with all your might, with all your strength, all that you have within you, love God. And the second is like the two, that God has invested in us, that we love him first of all, put him first above all things, God is God, and then that you bless me with, God bless me to love and help someone with the same as you have given with our relationship. God bless me to give that to someone else. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And it shows unto all that we have passed, we have made this transformation from death to life, because we were born in sin, shapen in iniquity, but God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah, who is rich in grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. If we have that same love, that within itself is hides a multitude. See, the only thing that we that are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, only thing the adversary has, and this is not to tempt any spirits, but it is to give the truth of the matter. The only thing he has, and this is to encourage those saints that are yet going through. Only thing he has is a buffet, is a bluff. But if we stand on God and in his word and be obedient to his word, hallelujah, God is able to this promise that he gives us, that he will keep us in troubled times. But for him to keep us, we have to try to do the things that he tells us to do. It's a reason that we do the things that he tells us to do. It's a reason for him sending a comforter. It's a reason for it. You know, thank you, Jesus. The reason for it, you know, the company, he comes to keep us, but he can't keep us if we're not trying to be kept. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can say strongly in 91 Psalms and verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. No. Hallelujah. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the pestilence and from the noisome pestilence in us. These things God has for us. God wants us to prove what we say we are. We say we're Christians, so he wants us to prove it. Lord, I want to be closer to you. Okay, prove it. Lord, I want more love in my heart. Lord, I want to do such and such. Okay, we'll prove it. Start acting like that you said what you want. Lord, I want to be more holy. Okay, we'll act more holy. And that, you know, he said, God himself says, try me, prove me. You see that I am just what I say that I am. Mm-hmm. And then when you have done that, since you say you are my child, well, I want you to act like my child. act like, you know, you say you love the brother, well, act like it. Don't be so quick to fall out with somebody. You know, man, I can't believe he did me like this. I'm done with him. I'm through with him. Man, I ain't going to do such and such. What if God done us like that? Well, Darryl forgot to pray before he go to bed, so I ain't gonna wake him up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, what if God can be so quick to be so through with us? You know, but we say we love, you know, so show that love. Love is a action word, you know. I beg to differ, you know. It's hard for you. So when you know you love the Lord, you have the Holy Spirit, it's hard for you to allow foolishness to go on, or somebody to say something against the Lord. You know, that thing going to be turning you up. You know, like, after a while, you're going to be like, hey, you're going to speak up and you're going to say something about it because you love him. You care about him. You know the truth. Some people know of the truth, but you know the truth, you know. Some people kind of, they familiar with the way, but no, Christians know the way. Those are called by him, you know. They know the way, you know. So that's why it irritates them, you know. It vexes them when things are done around them that's not of his way. Because they have transformed from that foolishness into, you know, righteous living. So, yes, they want to go back and help the brethren, but, you know, after a while, if they see no change, you know, God allows them to return that peace back to them. And then, you know, those that are ignorant to it, they be like, oh, man, he done separated himself. Yeah, because he's trying to stay sanctified. You got to be set apart, you know. You can go back and help, but when you resist God so long, in the name of Jesus, when you resist, when you just make it, you know, when you just practice iniquity for so long, God will start to withdraw help. You know, he'll let his child start to act like him. Well, hey man, if y'all gonna be like this, I'm sorry, I can't hang with you, you know, because you're trying to stay holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, verse 4 in 91 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield. The truth, you don't need no support. The truth is just what it is. You know, the truth can stand alone, you know. The truth, and when you know God and God has given you the truth, you can stand on it boldly, and it can be a shield to you. It will protect you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It'll help you. It'll keep you because there's no, the truth is just like God because there's no need of change in God. And in the truth, there's no need of change in the truth. But a liar need to be changed. You tell a lie, you got to remember it. And if you don't remember it, you start changing that thing. Just like the father of lies, the adversary, Satan, he's the father of lies. So he has to continue to change to try to deceive. But truth, it will be your shield. Thank you, Jesus. Shield, even from all the fiery darts, the shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. So, yeah, God bless us today with Luke 11, chapter 13 through the 36. And I just went over a little bit of Psalms 91, first through the fifth verse. Jesus. But I thank God how he has blessed us. He taught us how to pray. Yesterday he reminded us how to pray and different aspects of prayer, taught us what not to do to be heard of men yesterday. But then he went a little further as he taught us to continue in that prayer and how to equip ourselves once he has delivered us. There is a responsibility for us to do. Once he has delivered us, so we won't be a dry place, you know, fill that void, you know, because the enemy is going to return, but he's going to come stronger that he may be, because you have cleaned up the house. So he's going to come back stronger. So your defense is make the house more clean. that God, the Holy Spirit can dwell in there, you know, and the stronger man can become stronger, because if you don't become the stronger man, then the enemy is coming, because they are coming with strength, you know, with strength, with more seven, more wicked than themselves, to come back in and devour. But you have become, you have to still within yourself, make that house clean. And after you make it clean, then put some strength in it, more Holy Spirit, you know, more closer walk with thee, because you got to prove. You got to prove unto God that you said what you said with your mouth. Lord, I want to be better. Lord, I want to be more holier. Okay, so God gives you strength. He helps remove out those things that hinder you, that you may walk better, that you may talk better, that you may live better. But you have a responsibility. Okay, now you're on a different spiritual level with him. Now you're trying to get closer to him, so you got to be more holy, so you got to meditate more, you got to read more, you got to study more, you got to build yourself up, because the enemy is coming with some help. They're coming with seven more evil spirits, more wicked than themselves, so you have to get stronger in God yourself, that you'll be able to stand the wiles of the devil. You can't do it by yourself. You got to get God. You got to get the Holy Spirit. You got to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, that's what I had for today. God bless you. Thank Reverend, you for your prayers. Reverend. Yes, sir.
Hey, yes, Martha, I'm just going to, she sent it to me. I'm just going to
okay,
read it, man.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
And, I'm not gonna, you know, you didn't say enough, so you don't know none of that. Let me read what she's saying.
Okay.
A deadly weapon, Nehemiah 4:4. 4:1-10. Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. She sent it in the form of a. It says here, it said, focus on God and his help rather than on the discouragement situation. Focus on God and his help rather than on the discouragement of your situation.
Yeah, it's praise the Lord.
But God encourages us through his promise. God encourages us through his promise. He will never forsake us. He will invite us to rely on his help. On him. If you are in a tuning of this disagreement, keep your walk towards the Lord. Keep your walk towards the Lord. So in passing again, she has, it says, a deadly weapon. You know,
thank you, Lord.
She had this over 2015, and when she got this out of some of her studies, she took some back and listened, and God blessed her to keep some notes she had back in the day. And then God allowed her to it, you know. And I thank God for her doing. That's why we, you know, only I mention because I'll be busy talking sometimes, but most of the time I try to get it because she's a faithful listener, man. She's a
praise the Lord,
and she's adding to the ministry. She added to the ministry, you know, and added to the ministry, man. Somebody wanted to send a word out, you know, send a word out for us because the thing that got me a whole lot is that focus on God and his help rather than on your discouragement, situation. And that many times, you know, we always say that don't make your problem bigger than God. If you're with a child of God, you're going to go through some pain, but don't make it bigger than God. So may God bless you and hear you. It's my prayer, my brother.
Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that walk right hand in hand. Yeah. Hand in hand. Yes, sir. I like that, man. Focus on God, you know. Focus on God rather than your discouragement. Jesus, focus. That's it, man. That'll preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, man, you don't mind, I can pray us out of here.
Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. You know. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord, and thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Because we really believe, Lord, that you're always you're always with us as we come together, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, right now to bless the speaker today, Lord. Bless the words that he said to touch the one's heart. Give him strength to the ones who heard, even the ones that fell off. Lord, we just ask you to be able to touch him, Lord. Let him know that, Father God, that you are in the midst of all the time, Lord. So we ask you to bless this ministry, Lord, that it always lift you up, Lord. That it always keep the kingdom building going, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for the nutty, Lord. Thank you for all the Brother Darrell. Thank everybody that come out. If I just miss you, Lord, we just ask you to touch this radio, ministry, that it be fruitful, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we want to pray for the ones that went on the glory, Lord. That you gave a little rest, Lord. Lord, we don't know everybody's name, Lord, but we've been hearing a lot of people going and rest, Lord. And Lord, there was some questions asked, Lord, will a man live again? After death, Lord. And Lord, we really believe, Lord, that you allow a man to live again in due time, Lord. So Lord, we just thank you for all the ones that pray for the loved ones are missing their loved ones at this time. We just ask you to strengthen them people right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Some we do know and some we don't know, Lord. Keep strengthening Brother Dexter's family, Lord. Keep strengthening the ones that we've been often mess around, don't say the name of the Lord, but strengthen them family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because somebody's going through, Lord. Somebody looking at the table, they know the person ain't there anymore, Lord. Sometimes you look at the bed, it still don't even go to the room. The bed still where they left out, Lord. Lord, give closure.
Lord.
Just give closure in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give closure to the whole part of this whole, what we call ministry, Lord, and help someone to see you a little better, Lord. Because we always believe that you are God of understanding and love. We just ask you to bless, Lord. Bless in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, if you go forth today, even bless the ministry later on this evening, Lord. On
thank you, Lord.
Brother Whittle Dogs or with Brother Tim and Brother D and whoever else come on there, Lord. Let it be a fruitful, Lord. Let it be with someone who said, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I get close to you? Increase your love, Lord. Increase your peace there, Lord. Lord, move all the vision away, Lord, so your word can go forth, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, that if we touch and agree with that ministry, and any ministry, open up your name, Lord, to spread your gospel, Lord, to show that Jesus is the reason, Lord, that why we spread the gospel. Not us, but you are the key to salvation, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. And we ask you to have this prayer in your heart, Lord. Bless us as we go along this day, Lord, and give us strength. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
One of the things we try to do in these special presentations of music is to reach back to our past and touch that which was most tender and cherished to us. As I said last night, so many of our saints, and as God told me to remind the saints of the hope, so many of the sweet saints that taught us, and some of them are here who helped raise me. Some of them are in heaven. Most of them have gone to heaven. I have no living pastors of my, all of the former pastors who raised me. There's an element that are still in the church who don't understand quite where we're going yet. They came out of Egypt in their minds, and they wandered in the wilderness, and they looked forward to Jordan, but they still have, they came out of Egypt, but they still got a little Egypt in their thinking. That slavery mentality is there. They know how to endure. They know how to wander in the wilderness and enjoy miracles of endurance, but they've not known miracles of conquest. But they're sweet saints. They're the ones that prayed us through. And so the Lord said, remind them of the hope. Some of them are just confused and disoriented. They don't even understand the music. They don't understand a lot of the things that have happened, that have changed, that are not what they are comfortable with. But they love Jesus with all their heart. And he loves them. And I love them too. Their grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and mamas and daddies. Some of them are going to some little church they've been going to 40 years and ain't nobody there but them and 40 people, but that's all they know. But they're still the same, and they still need to be reminded of a little bit of hope. One of those ladies is in heaven now. Her name was Pearl Jones. She was another one of them sweet, mean ones. She always frowned and fussed. In testimony service, she would never really testify. After she got through singing, she'd say, God give me that song when I was first saved. That's all she'd say. God give me that song when I was first saved. But she could sing it under the anointing. It's an old song titled Shine On Me. You ever heard it? I'm going to ask Bishop Morton to help me with it in a little bit. Sing the verse. He's one of them old-time preachers, too. He got young and old in him. Bishop Paul Morton's brother, but this is Bishop James Morton from Atlanta. But the song goes like this. Shine on me. Sing it if you know it, come on.